This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former Twitter security chief, now whistleblower, Peter Zatko is testifying before Congress this morning, saying just moments ago,
I'm here today because Twitter leadership is misleading the public, lawmakers, regulators, and even its own board of directors.
Peter Zatko testifying before Congress this morning. He's warning of security flaws, privacy threats, and lax controls at Twitter. Gas is cheaper, used cars are cheaper, and that helped slow inflation in August for a second month in a row, though the price of many other items is still rising. Consumer prices surged 8.3% in August compared with a year earlier, though that was down from an 8.5% jump in July. The AP's Sagar Magani on what's next.
Inflation overall remains painfully high. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has said the central bank will need to see several months of low inflation readings before it might slow its aggressive interest rate hikes. The Fed's expected to again sharply boost its benchmark short-term rate next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Is this a turning point in the war in Ukraine? Ukrainian troops are pressuring retreating Russian forces in some areas. They're pressing a counteroffensive that's taken back some ground, they say. But analysts aren't yet ready to say that this has turned the tide in Ukraine. Cheering crowds have greeted King Charles III in Northern Ireland on his tour of the United Kingdom. In Edinburgh, Scotland, thousands of people lined up through the night to pay their last respects to Queen Elizabeth. Thousands of residents east of Los Angeles have been under evacuation and shelter-in-place orders after heavy rains unleashed mudslides. This is AP News. There appears to be an agreement between Seattle Public Schools and striking teachers.
The Seattle Public School District says it's reached a tentative agreement with the union for striking teachers. District officials say they'll let students know today when they can head back to class. They had been out 5 school days, including today, after teachers went on strike last week over issues like pay and classroom support. The school district had offered pay increases of an additional 1% above the 5.5% cost of living increase set by state lawmakers. That was far less than the union said it wanted. Many district teachers already make $100,000. The union said it was primarily focused on winning raises for its lower-paid members. I'm Donna Warder.
The UN is warning that a cholera outbreak in Syria is a serious threat to people in the region. It says urgent action is needed to prevent further cases and deaths. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.